Welcome to an Xbox Gamer Radio, episode 35. I'm your host, UT Crazy, and today we're joined with T-Primex.
Hello.
And we're recording it on a phone because Skype is retarded. It's been that way for a little while, so whatever. It's easier sometimes on the phone, so we'll just do that way. So, that was my topic. You go into yours.
You know when we're recording over Skype?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, it was a 25-second delay.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
From what I said to you, so it would take... When I said, like, hey, it would take 25 seconds to say hey to you.
That's pretty bad. It used to be a bit better. Maybe it's just today, because my internet's really tied down. But even before that, like, it was like a 10-second delay. Like, a little while ago, it was, like, real-time, almost. But then it just got a bit bad. I don't know. There's too many people on Skype. Wish it was just, like, us four. Like, Skype, you can't have your own network, but whatever. Let's just discuss Squizzy for a second before we go into our real topics. They're not bad people.
No, they're pretty decent.
Yeah,
people.
And our little rivalry, if you could call it that, battle, I guess.
I was saying to UT that it made probably both our listeners increase, because when they were insulting our show, their listeners would say, oh, what makes this show so horrible? I must listen to Nextbox.
Yeah, and then when we talked about them, our listeners would say, you know, I don't know, what makes their show so horrible? I mean, the show's good for a laugh, but I don't want to start something up again, but it really is just two guys talking about their opinion on things.
I like their show and our show. Well, yeah. Well, of course I like our show. But
yeah.
There's two things I think every show on Hacker Media seems to be doing the same thing. It's computer hacking type.
And it's good when...
Show, or it's news. It's like...
It's good when you just get your own opinion.
All of them are doing the same thing. Us and Squizzy, I think we're like the, I don't know, we're doing something different than anyone.
Yeah, it's a bit different. Like, and BaseNet's kind of like an info knock-on, but I'm going to have to give a huge shout-out to BaseNet, because this is an amazing show, and I urge you to go listen to it. Everyone likes this show. I've never heard a bad thing someone say about this show.
Listen to BaseNet. Yeah,
I've never heard anyone say anything bad about this show. It's just amazing. It is truly a really great show, and it has solid content all the time.
Yeah, well, it's weird because I actually don't listen to a lot of shows on Hacker Media. I used to listen to the Sean Kennedy show until he kept switching and quitting and changing shows. Now he has a show every week, and I don't have time to spend 2 hours. Well, I do have the time.
I know.
I'd rather be listening to music.
I know. Who has the time to listen to a 2-hour show every day?
Well, I don't, for one. I'd rather have other things to do.
Yeah, me too.
I listen to Under Fire Radio here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The
it's good for a little laugh.
The only one that I constantly listen to, the only one, I should say, is surprisingly Squizzy Radio. That's
yeah, me too.
One I listen to every episode.
I think it's the one show that drives Hacker Media, because that's all they get their listeners from. Like, we get listeners from different spots, and I try to share it out here and there. We get our listeners from BinRev, but Hacker Media, that's the only place they get listeners.
Well,
and they drive
that.
Hacker Media.
You don't know that that's the only place they get.
No, I don't. I think it is the only place, because...
Well, they probably have their school...
Besides their friends.
Yeah, their school mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Gene is still in high school or university.
Squizzy, I think, is the best show on,
I think it's the best overall show.
You know what show I really liked? Uber Lidl.
Yeah, that's
and
a really good show.
They did a lot of shows, then they stopped making them, then they made, like, maybe 2-3 more episodes, now they stopped making them again.
And by then, I mean Kizzle, obviously, but yeah.
It's like Hatnip.
It's like Hatnip.
They didn't make an episode for like huge long.
I know it's been a long time.
Episode, and then like 2 days later, they made another episode.
I know, like, a few months ago, whenever their last episode was, it was a long time ago, before 2005, it must have been, probably. They're like, woot, we're back. I'm like, yeah, you're back, and then you leave again, and then you're back, and then you leave again.
No, I don't know. Seriously, I can't stay in touch with those, like, it seems like our show and a few others, like Sean Kennedy's Newsreel, Squizzy, like, our show and Squizzy seems to come out majority of the time, a show once a week, I'd say.
Yeah, except for that little lull, it's been hard to, it seems like just, like, if we started Nextbox last year, I can see we could get a show out every week, but I've been really busy, I know you've been really busy.
I'm not really busy,
it's just
don't think I'm busy with important things.
Yeah, me either.
I'm busy with things that are sort of, like, important to me, per se, like, I have to have my Xbox Live.
Yeah, you need to.
I have to have my
manage your time.
And time. I have to have this and that, and especially with.
And then sometimes you just don't want to be on computer or TV. You just
sometimes
don't wanna.
I have no topics. Fortunately, this week I have actually quite a few. I think I have like 20 topics.
Yeah, me too. And.
But yeah, the whole thing about Squizzy is, they were right. In the fact that I think we were so excited about getting the webcam?
Camcorder.
We just decided to film
whatever random stuff
as what we could.
We just rushed it too much.
Look at it, like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny.
It's funny for us.
I'm like, yeah, there's fish. Third time I saw it, still pretty funny. The fourth time I went around, I saw it like about six times, I think. The fourth time, I sort of saw it through someone else's eyes, and I'm like, this is completely pointless.
I know, if you see it through someone else's eyes, you're like, wow, this is bullshit, isn't it? And you're like, wow, what are they going to get out of this episode? A look at the DS is all they got out of it. What?
Next Fox TV, and we're going to try to have a point to it. The one thing I disagreed with Squizzy, why don't they, it's more of a statement I'm about to make. If they don't like our show, and they don't like our TV show.
Yeah.
Don't bother listening or watching it.
I know.
But,
I'm not going to say, there you go, Nextbox sucks. Well, at least they give us a chance.
Yeah. I like the Squizzy. I think, I'm not going to say your shows are like crap, but not a lot of people know about Hacker Meme.
There's quite a few people know about Hacker Meme.
People walking down the street talking about Hacker Meme.
Yeah, I doubt. we kind of got our friends on Hacker Meme, yeah. But that's
friends
just cool.
On Hacker Meme? I don't have any friends on Hacker Meme.
No, I said we kind of got our friends on Hacker Meme.
Our friends?
Yeah.
What do you mean by friends?
People we know?
Oh, I don't know anyone.
No, personally, in the world, not... not in the computer world.
I'm just the guy, you know, the guy on Nextbox.
Yeah, the guy.
Nothing important person.
Well, obviously you're not a girl on Nextbox.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The way people talk about my voice, I don't know.
Well, half the time
they
think kind of
about
weird.
Me anymore.
Well, it's weird, yeah. You're kind of depressed sometimes, and you're crazy sometimes, like on... Man, I forgot to turn off my TV.
I'm going to say one thing about Squizzy. So I'm going to actually try to keep bringing Squizzy up in this episode. I know,
because Squizzy, when it all comes down to it, they have a great show. And
I really enjoy the show, no matter how much...
And I'm not just blowing smoke up there because I want to stop.
Crap, I really like their show.
Yeah, I'm not just blowing smoke up their ass because I want to stop the rivalry. The rivalry is basically
over... Don't call
over
it rivalry. That makes me
the battle. It's...
Call it, I don't know.
I'm just calling it as it is. It's
the
an
rumble,
okay show.
The gang rumble. That would
yeah.
be so sweet, like a Squizzy, like, street gang versus, like, an Xbox. It could be one of those musicals where they, like, snap their fingers and, like, doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of between two things.
Have you seen those movies with, like, the street rumblers?
Ah! Okay, I'm just going to print off my show notes and go somewhere else, because... Sheesh.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just really... The water thing just started going, and I'm like, ugh.
So Squizzy was right in the fact that the show had really no quality in it.
It didn't. It was a bunch of bull, in my opinion.
Crap, but
that's just my opinion.
Well, I thought I was telling Alex, G-Boy, whatever.
Yeah.
I was telling him, the first part I thought was fun, but some people were saying, some people that hated Nesbox, I showed them Nesbox TV and they loved it. Other people said that...
Hold on, can you just pause for a second?
Boring. Well, I personally thought the Xbox playing part was fun. Maybe that's because I was playing it a little bit. But I thought the first part was fun.
There. This is where I'm going, in my garage. I'm just going to sit out in my garage.
Okay.
On a chair. Okay. No disruptions. Oh, this is actually quite comfortable. I just printed it out.
The first part was fun, I think, but pointless.
Yeah.
The second part was sort of informative.
But then again...
I was bored with... I learned some stuff, but...
But you already knew stuff about you.
I thought if we could combine those two... And maybe have...
Informative, but fun.
It would be a good show.
Yeah, I think if we actually put some effort into it next time. And the DS thing, people know about it. It's just some people don't. That's why I did it. But if you did know about it, you'd be like, wow, this is stupid. If you didn't, like this one person I was talking to was like, wow, I hadn't actually seen the DS in a video, and it was pretty cool to see the different stuff about it. Like,
I personally, yeah, I used to love DS, PSP, all that stuff. Now I'm
seriously, if someone goes up to me...
My black and white old school Game Boy.
Yeah, if someone comes up to me and I'm talking about the DS, I'm like, wow, the PSP owns. I'm just like, screw you, I don't care. I've had this discussion too many times about the flaws of each. I bought the DS, I got the DS. I'm not going to take it back.
I would get the DS personally if it could play my old Game Boy games.
I know, it's retarded that it can't.
Yeah, but
it's so stupid.
It's not replacing the Game Boy SP and the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Because they're still coming out with games for that. And
yeah.
That's why, like, they stopped making games for all these systems. Oh, no, we're just saying, yeah. But it's all about money. It's never about enjoying doing something. It's all about...
Yeah, everyone says PSP owns, and then they don't realize that PSP is double the price. Sure, it's going to be better if it's double the price. They're going to have the money to get the extra features.
And the comments, okay, going back to the Squizzy thing,
mm-hmm.
The thing about Squizzy, when they said a radio show sucks, I don't agree with that. I think there's quality in the radio show.
Yeah.
But the thing...
The radio show,
since,
most of the time, is great.
For me, ever since... the best of Nesbox. I just, after all the episodes after that, I don't know, I don't like them. When I listen to them, I'm like, ugh. One of the reasons is, it seems like we're getting lag.
Yeah, on Skype, I think.
A lot of the episodes.
The phone thing, it's,
like,
in the end,
Eric
it's more
Ferris,
convenient.
When we had Eric Ferris on,
yeah.
I couldn't understand half of what he was saying.
I know, it was really retarded. And I'd call him up and say, hey, let's record via this way. But first of all, I don't have the money. I would if I had Skype out or something, but they'd probably still get lag. I don't have the money. And second of all, I don't have a three-way calling, which is more money. And otherwise,
it all comes down to money. Everything comes down to money.
Otherwise, I'd call the Bell's Mind PBX. And
that's everything in the world. You're losing money or you're making
There's
money.
One thing we could try, and that is UnderFire. They have a 1-866 number, which is free.
Yeah.
And they're going to eventually get some sort of conference room with that, so we could get Eric to call that up. We individually call it up, and I'll just record it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's paying, and then everything is free. And then,
for some reason, also, I seem to enjoy doing the show without guests.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because it seems, when I argue with someone, it's just a natural thing. Me and you argue all the time.
I know, it's constant.
It's just what people, that's, I like arguing.
I know, we're constantly arguing.
I don't share the opinion of someone else. I'm going to, like, stand by my opinion.
I know, if people would see us arguing, they'd be like, you guys are friends.
Or when we're arguing with someone, it's not that we hate you or, like, we're like, oh, you suck.
I just like to enforce my opinion.
It's just what we do.
Yeah.
We argue.
And then it'll be landline if we record with Eric. We'll try to do that sometime. But it seems like that One thing I like recording with the phone is I can walk around. Like, I can come out to my garage and get away from everyone.
One thing I hate about the phone is it really hurts my ear.
Like, I could bring out my headset if it ever got... Like,
mine
you can use your Xbox Live headset.
Compatible.
It isn't?
No.
Don't you have a cordless?
Yeah.
Oh, well, does
it have... I'm just looking at it right now while I'm on it.
Yeah.
For anywhere I could plug a headset in, and there's no...
Yeah. Headset. Well, my two phones are, like, new, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think I have one of the oldies, cordless phones.
Yeah, that's the good thing about recording on the phone. And you don't get the lag, it's real time. And generally, the sound comes out a bit better. I mean, sometimes
I have a lot of old stuff in my room. I have this little antique toy thing you broke.
Yeah.
Then I have this, like, 90/80s keyboard thing.
Yeah.
And I have all this, like,
stuff. The only thing I hate about being in my garage is it's cold.
Is it cold out there?
It's cold in here. I could go outside and record, but then I get people walking past and like, what the hell is he doing with a piece of paper and a phone? I don't know, but and then I get birds chirping and stuff.
Go down your street where those two drug dealers
were today. Yeah. I could open the door, but, you know, I don't want to. And it's kind of cool in here. It's actually pretty nice.
I was meaning
to say that in the beginning of the episode. I don't know what's going on with our email address.
What? What's wrong with your email address?
I haven't been getting any of the email anyone's been sending
to
it.
See, I was just going to say, you never really let me. I don't think, not to say our show sucks, ours and Squizzy, but I think me and Squizzy, ours and Squizzy has maybe 15 loyal listeners.
Like, we have listeners that, like, actually listen. And they have listeners that actually listen. But we're not...
And those 15 aren't going to send us email.
Because they're lazy.
Some of them don't even comment. We have first-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Honker, Honk, Kizzle, Squizzy. Half these guys, I don't know if they actually listen to our show or just comment.
Yeah, I don't know.
On our show notes. Or that's what... I don't know. I think Kizzle does that in some way. He just goes... He goes in. He used to...
Okay, Kizzle, if you listen in your... In your comment about this episode,
he just goes,
say spaghetti.
Sometimes he's like, good episode, guys. I'm like, I'm wondering if you actually listen to it.
So, Kizzle, say spaghetti if you actually listen to this episode.
What's so funny is, Squizzy and Kizzle used to never comment.
I know,
and then suddenly when they commented, I was so excited on the show. I'm like, oh, they commented. Look, Mark.
I know.
They commented.
I know. The first time they commented, I'm like, oh my god, Squizzy commented on our show. But Kizzle, it seems as soon as he got dial up, he appreciates his time on the internet more, I guess. And yeah, he's back to the Stone Age, just like you were. But now you're on high speed, so.
Yeah.
I'm like, in the Hackamy IRC, it used to be all jam packed. There was no one in there, I don't think. So I go to Binner of IRC. It's always great in there.
I like the comments still. Like, we got quite a few. We got 20-something comments on our TV show.
I don't care if they were half of them were negative comments. Any comments are good comments.
You know, half of them are us, personally. Because it's more like a forum. It's not really a comment box because we're allowed posting. So it's basically like a conversation, per se.
It basically is. And the big misconception that Squizzy has is we hate negative comments. I like negative comments. Sometimes just because I can argue with them.
Have
something to say.
In them,
yeah.
Which is the one reason I sort of got mad at Squizzy last episode.
Yeah. It is.
And then I was checking back, and I didn't mind what they said about the TV thing, which was they actually advice. They said don't talk about 5-year-old systems, which I think we should.
We'd be out of a job if we couldn't talk about 5-year-old systems.
But
Xbox wouldn't exist.
But everything's going to, we'll have to go, eventually here and there, we'll have to talk about the 5-year-old system.
We talk about N64
occasionally. Yeah, we talk about N64 and like
NES.
Nintendo the odd time.
And you know what I think was, it's a really old system, but I think everyone just loved it that lived in that age, Commodore. Everyone who lived through it just seemed to love it. I don't know why.
Crazy. Yeah, and then there's some new things which are just too overdone. You know World of Warcraft?
Yeah. Everyone talks about that.
Seriously, that's all they talk about at school. That's all. walking down the street, these guys are talking about World of Warcraft, and I just want to, like, I don't know, like, throw, like, shoot them with a bow and arrow or something.
I don't know, it's too much overdone. I can talk about 20-year-old systems if I want.
I just can't get into MMOs.
I know. MMOs are... Because you have to pay for them. That's the main thing. It comes down to money.
RPGs or first-person shooters or some sort of shooter. And to make a comment, I'm not really... I'm not like that with my own account on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I just like to mess around on Mars because, you know, it's not affecting me at all.
Yeah.
Which is... I'm sad to admit that that's how I work, you know?
Yeah, that would suck. I just never even thought of that. You're falsely reporting people. And if some, like, real Xbox Live people that were, like, assholes saw that, they'd be like, here you go, there's proof that...
Account, you know?
What?
They ban your account.
And so no, not to kill you.
I did it all the time. I forgot where I said that. I said somewhere I stated that I just do fake reportings here and there. And they probably know my... Xbox Live account, they could ban me too.
But well, if they ban me because of you, I'm gonna kill you.
They can ban you without giving all your money back. They can give you a week suspension the most. And how I know this is everyone on my friends list on Xbox Live seems to be completely getting banned all the time.
Yeah.
Because we like to, you know, do different things to people and not be very nice. Like, the one time there was this guy last night on us, and when I was commenting on his accent, I said, my mom was fucking shoes, you're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, no one takes these,
I know, no one, if I'm, like, to a British guy making fun of them.
Make fun of Canada. The Canadians make fun of America.
That was funny.
The British make fun of all of us. The yeah. Australians come in, the French come in. Everyone's making fun of each other.
The Jamaicans.
But no one takes it seriously. It's just good old fun.
I know. If someone's like, I'm going to kill you, I'm not going to be like...
The only thing I can take seriously is cheating. That's the only thing I really will report. If someone cheats, I will report you.
Yeah.
And half the time, see... The reporting leave feedback thing isn't really clear.
I'll just keep on talking. I'll be back in a sec.
The person did something wrong. It's just not stated on the leave feedback thing. But, so basically, I'm not actually like that. Half the time, I don't talk at all.
Okay, I'm back.
Half the time, I don't talk at all on Xbox, but I'm just sort of like too involved with games. To talk, because what I hate is you have to press the white button or up on the D-pad.
That is retarded. They should just
so you can either decide to walk around and talk, or look around and talk. You can't walk around, look around, and talk at the same time.
Change it to another button, but there's no other buttons that you could use really.
Change it. If you could change it, I'd change it to I don't know. What would I change it? I don't know. There's no convenient buttons. I have to use them all.
Yeah, there's that white and black.
Maybe back button. No, that I still wouldn't be able to look around then.
Back button is grenade though.
So I have to I have to walk up. When I want to talk, I have to stop.
And then I get killed. Last game I got killed so many times from talking.
So half the time I don't talk. It just depends who I'm playing with. If I'm playing with, say, a buddy from England, then I'll talk because I can have conversation. If I'm talking to Relic, I can talk to him.
That's what we went off of. You can email me at utcrazy@hotmail.com. I don't care about this Nextbox radio.
@primex@hotmail.com.
But mostly utcrazy@hotmail.com.
Whatever, I don't care.
We're going to tell each other about the email anyway.
Our email is mine.
Whatever. I'd like to have our email, like nextboxradio@hotmail.com, but then I wouldn't be able to check it as easily, and I'd end up missing the email anyway. So, and I had Nextbox Radio set up so it would forward to me, and that didn't work, it didn't forward to me. So
basically, I'm not actually as retarded as I am on that show. I just think lightens the mood. If you saw me in real life, it would sort of be a depressing, boring, sad show.
Because we really are very depressing, and I'm surprised we have a radio
depressing
show.
You know, we stand there. How's your day, Mark? Pretty well.
Yeah.
Anything interesting happen? I went on Xbox Live.
And then we argue with each other.
And then we argue with... And we can... Half the time we're monotone, laid back like that. Half the time I'm like, did you see the episode of Clone Howard, Zach? Are you understand the words coming out of my mouth, boy?
Yeah.
And and half the time we're like hyperactive. But, I'd say most of the time we're sort of laid back.
Yeah.
Type characters.
Everyone like comes around, they're like, you're so depressing, guys.
Yeah, I get that every single day. Especially me. Like, chiller, you're depressing me. Because I'm around you. I'm like, well, then you can leave.
You know what,
well,
Napoleon? You can leave.
You're just too depressing. I have to stay here.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, but whatever. So we got through this Squizzy thing. Squizzy, you know how we feel.
Squizzy, they're
cool. I don't care if they hate our show. If they think that...
Isn't that one thing I liked from Squizzy? I was so happy seeing an email from them.
I know, that is... I've been wanting an email for so long, and I remember when I'd comment, and they would never comment.
I wouldn't mind trying that again this Christmas. I don't know if it would ever work. I highly doubt it, but even just giving it a try, where I want, like, as many...
No, I think we could try it.
...to do a whole bunch of Christmas episodes with us.
Even if I'm just, like, now, I'll be like, you know what, Squizzy? Next Christmas, we should do a Christmas episode. And they're like, sure. If they're still doing it, I don't know. I don't really even know if we'll
be going for a long time.
Probably.
I can see Nextbox going for at least another year.
I know, because Nextbox was a really good idea, and it was a lot better than it. All the other ideas.
It was my idea, by the way, Nextbox.
But Nextbox, initially, we were just... I didn't want to restrict us just to Xbox, because Xbox.
Yeah, people were coming up with crazy ideas when Xbox first opened. People wanted us to they're like, oh, do you know Galaxy Cinemas will sponsor you? I'm like, yeah, they'll sponsor a bunch of 16-year-old kids.
I know.
Are doing a radio show that doesn't get any donations.
It's a non-profit organization. What are they?
Loyal listeners, yeah.
If we actually paid for stuff, maybe they could sponsor us, but
Galaxy
we don't.
Galaxy Cinemas will sponsor us, all right?
Yeah.
They'll give us money for helping them. It's like me walking down the street. Hey, I'll sponsor you.
Yeah.
For what? Oh, you're just walking down the street. That'll give us some business.
Yeah. Yeesh. I don't know what they were thinking.
And then, I don't know. You came up with this idea where $5 and you buy, get all these games for a whole bunch of people.
That was a while ago, though.
And I didn't like that idea either.
That's a pretty retarded idea.
And then the newsletter, I didn't really see it ever happening because...
Newsletter, I could see an email newsletter.
Maybe
just kind of different news and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe giving, like, I could see, like, a newsletter maybe once a month giving all the four articles and all the shows that came out that involved with Netflix. That's all I can see the newsletter being.
And I don't think it's really that necessary. So.
Yeah.
And, by the way, one of my topics, my server's a bitch, but, basically, my main web host has been down for the last few weeks,
I really don't want to change web host.
And
you're constantly changing the website around, and I don't like it.
I didn't change
can
anything.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Kellen, he said he signed the guest book today.
Yeah.
And he said there's a guy insulting our website, yeah.
Yeah.
I went, and there's these two guys who I have no idea who they are. The one guy's name's Hacker Dude.
Yeah.
Dude's from Hacker Media.
Yeah.
He's saying how much everything sucks.
Yeah.
The next book. I'm like, okay, where did you come from, and who are you?
Yeah, and I kind of gave him a hard time because I kind of found out who he was and where exactly he lived. And
who was he?
Just some guy from the U.S.
Was that Yoshi?
Oh, maybe.
It's Yoshi.
But I like using my age and how smart I am against people.
Yoshi is that green guy in Mario game.
No.
Yoshi, his real name's like Yoshub or something.
Yeah, it's really weird.
He's some crazy guy in Mark, man.
And I like using my age and my knowledge to kind of outsmart people and how gullible, you know, 10-year-olds are, or whatever, 11-year-olds are,
yeah,
I don't know.
He tried to impress Mark by saying he got, like, laid at the age of, like, 9.
Yeah, and then he tries to run past me. I'm like, dude, that's just sick anyway, and I don't believe you. But whatever. So I'm just like, you know, bitch, I'm gonna call my lawyer, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And he's like, no, don't call my parents.
Domes, and then Domes. I don't know what to think of him. Because since he's helping us out and he was defending us.
Who's Domes?
Domes is a guy who posted it. I'm talking about Domes. He posted in our guest book.
Yeah.
And he was like sort of like talking about hacker dude. But he had no idea how to spell. If you think my grammar is bad, you should see his.
It was like NetSpeak. And I hate NetSpeak.
I hate NetSpeak too. I was writing my school papers in like Leet today.
You know, I don't know what to think of that because I'm writing notes for stuff and I'm writing it in NetSpeak, like you as in you, and kind of like Leet too, but not
why
really.
I don't speak in NetSpeak anymore. Is it affecting my schoolwork? And when I was like writing, like, I don't know, something.
I never write a paper and I start using
like
NetSpeak,
NetSpeak. So now I try to like write normally. The problem with I just forget a word here and there, or maybe type like a letter twice or something.
Well, the thing I like about writing, even though how much I hate writing, I love just typing out stuff instead of writing. But I'm a terrible typer recently. I don't know what happened to me. I'm retired now. But
the one thing I'd like, you know, what I'd like to see from Squizzy,
yeah,
is the Hacker Media IRC. Let's talk about that. You know, I'd like to see Squizzy and the IRC on Hacker Media.
I know.
Because we need someone to talk in there. I'm like the only one. Odd Time, Mark S, or Kizzle, or you are talking in there.
Yeah.
But seriously, I'm like, hey guys, raise the roof. Raise it. And then
yeah.
Mark S is like, LOL. And he never does anything else again. And are you going to take Mark S? Because he said he would help with the show or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I don't know what he was talking about, but him and me gone to some sort of conversation about him helping the show and
yeah, I'll see what he can do for Xbox TV
or something like that. I don't remember.
Anyone that can offer bandwidth is.
And then
back to my web host. I don't know how we get off our topics.
Well, yeah, we're sort of random, you know.
Life is random, Taylor.
Stop saying that.
That
reminds me of the iPod Shuffle.
I know, that's why I mentioned it. But anyways, back to my web host. So, web host has been down for the last few weeks. And I was asking Kizzle how much web space he has. He says he has 2 gigabytes with 200 megabytes left. And now it's 150 and it's probably like 130 now because I used 60 for, or 50 for the TV show. And then Squiz used whatever they used. And Basenet, they don't use his, but whatever. So I'm really, he's been a huge help, and he isn't saying to me, don't use my web space anymore, but I'm using too much over my welcome, so I'm gonna, like, I was using, like, 500 megabytes is mine of the radio show, and it's just gonna get worse as the TV show goes on. So I'm, back to the starting, when my web host comes back online, they said they were gonna come back on the 8th. But it's the 11th, and then I'll back on. But whenever they get back on, I'm going to try to move most of the stuff over to my account over there and try to help out Hacker Media as much as I can and just use them for the website itself, not the radio show. And they've been a huge help. Kizzle has been a huge help. And I can't even imagine how much he pays for that stuff. I mean, I'm not paying him anything. Squizzy isn't paying him anything, and I think they're a bunch of assholes to try to milk him out of his bandwidth, but they're like, oh, we're going to milk Hacker Media out of the bandwidth, but they're not going to, because we're getting off there, so they're going to have as much as they want. It's basically Hacker Media on there, and Squizzy, and a few other shows, like Hacknip and stuff, but basically we're going to help out Kizzle there.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
I have to set the phone down for like 20 seconds to tell someone about Nextbox because they're asking. They're going to link their site.
Who?
Our site to theirs.
Who is it?
Anita.
Oh, Pixo?
Yeah, well, it'll still give us some video hits on it.
Fine, I don't care.
So
I'll move over to my show notes, or I wouldn't call them show novels, like Stank Dog, but I saw Les Mis, which is a play. For all those who don't know, Les Miserables, or Les Miserables, it's French, and it was amazing.
What?
I was just talking about Les Mis.
Oh, you're like, fudge. I'm like, what?
Fudge.
Like,
yeah, that's right.
What is this?
But Les Mis was really good, and I didn't think I'd like it, but I did.
I didn't like that movie at all. It was
It
was awful.
I didn't like the movie at all. It was so boring.
The movie. Let's explain the movie here. The movie was two French guys that had the exact same name. Basically. They had the exact same name, and like there was like Jean Valjean.
It isn't the storyline that I didn't like. It's just the movie was so boring. But I liked the musical better than the movie, and that says a lot. And the musical was just amazing.
And how long have they been practicing for us?
Since August.
Last August?
Yeah.
See, that's pretty good.
That was a long time. And these past few weeks, they've been doing, like, tons and tons of practices.
I haven't actually gone to one. You know, I just said the high school's name.
I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Alright.
There's probably a million St. David's.
I haven't actually gone to one of their plays because, you know, plays don't interest me, but the way I've sort of seen pictures and stuff, the little tiny clips of videos of them,
yeah,
they seem pretty good.
Yeah, and it's been...
And your brother,
yeah,
acts in a lot of them.
Yeah.
So.
And he was in it, yeah. So, it was...
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to talk over you, but
yeah,
it was really good. And the people that were in it, it was run by all by the high school students in our board, and it was really good. And the people that were in it could have been like professionals, and you wouldn't know. I actually didn't know that the symphony was students, run by students. I thought that was like a professional symphony. And I couldn't notice a bit, so it was really professionally done, and, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you give her the winky mic wink wink?
Yeah, I did.
And, okay, some of these topics we've already discussed.
I have a lot of topics, too. I still have, like, 17 topics left. Some of them are just going to be, like, 5-minute topics, and others are going to be, like, I could, like, stretch them out for half an hour if I wanted.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to go in and come back out here and check what our time is in recording. I don't know, we could be at least.
I think it's been about, I don't know, it seems like maybe...
Everyone's calmed down.
It's been like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it must have been at least half an hour or something. That'd be funny if it didn't catch any of this.
I still want to continue, I don't want to stop. This may be an hour show.
Most of our shows are an hour, that's no surprise.
Oh, never mind. Maybe I don't know why.
Oh, I never started recording.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh,
we're at 38 minutes.
Like, I would have hung up on you right now and, like, took all my anger out of my thought. So
I know. It's crazy. But whatever.
Are you going to one of your topics, or can I go into one of mine?
You can go into one of yours as I go back to it.
There's one thing that's really bugging me.
What happened to my show notes? I set them down somewhere.
It's that one, you may know it, it's that one Adidas commercial with the shoes.
Yeah.
And the shoe, he gets out of bed, and the shoes roll.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then they tie themselves, and then someone can, like, hop on his feet. And then, like, the first intelligent shoe ever. And I'm like, do they actually do that? So if I go out and I buy these Idea shoes today, if I get out of bed and they'll roll on my feet...
Yeah, this one person on MSN name...
What's intelligent about them? The only intelligent thing that I can actually see them is there's a little light that flickers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And, like, they had that since, like, when I was in kindergarten where you, like,
walk
your foot and they, like, flash, the light would flash.
Maybe just retarded. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what's so intelligent about these shoes.
Yeah, this one person that I'm assigned name was like, intelligent shoes, if they can't do my homework and clean my room, then whatever, I don't know. And they're not intelligent. Okay, I found my show notes.
Okay, and I'm like, yeah, but, and see, people, I'm not sure, I don't read a lot of books, but I'm pretty sure You can almost sue anybody for anything these days.
Sue?
What?
Did you say you can almost sue anybody?
You can almost sue anybody.
Oh, okay.
I could probably sue those guys for false advertising if I wanted.
Probably couldn't. We could
sue Swizzy
for making us commit suicide.
But, like, guess who? My mom. She used to always, because it would be like, guess who? And then all these guys would come up and they're like, can you guess me? And, like, the faces would talk.
Yeah, but it says in the bottom, it says,
it would say, faces, you actually know.
I know, that's what I was about to say.
And then she's like, what's the point of this? And I'm like, oh, is it probably because, you could probably, like, you could probably sue them for a bit of money.
Yeah, I bet someone did, and then
people,
they get
and people take suing so far. I was in the Guinness Book of World Records. There's like, this guy sued a bar
for a warm beer.
25 cents. It, like, he shortened 25 cents, and he wouldn't give them 25 cents. And they, like, took them. They had this big, like, law case about this 25 cents.
It's like the one guy that sued a bar for a warm beer. That's what I thought you were thinking of.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There is something about that. A bar. And then speaking of suing people, the whole MJ, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that for a little while.
And you said you were going to bring it up on the show, and then I thought you would forget, so I just decided to put that in my show notes.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Because you had some good points that suddenly, as soon as that one kid says that Michael Jackson did stuff to him.
Yeah.
Suddenly, 20,000 other people, whether they met Michael Jackson or not, are saying, well, he, you know, I saw his video and it, like, suggested sexual things. And
yeah, it was really gay. Everyone tried to sue
him. He was molesting me, so I'm taking him to court.
It's like one kid says something.
Guy Home Alone that I can't pronounce his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. He says he spent a lot of time with Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And he said Michael Jackson is innocent. Now people are saying, well, Michael Jackson pay him life.
I think he's on the trial, too. He's on, in court or whatever. He's part of the whole thing.
That guy, why would he be paying off? He doesn't need any more money.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Bill Gates. It's like, I don't know.
It's like paying off Bill Gates. Why does he need money?
Bill Gates. Bill Gates doesn't need any more money.
I know. Imagine
Bill Gates take a bribe.
I know, imagine, like, someone's, like, I don't know, Bill Gates does something and they're, like, pay him.
I think Michael Jackson, every kid he meets, he can't be doing something to him. Maybe he did do that one thing to that one kid, or maybe he did.
I know, I can't speak.
Two or three or something, but he did do that to, like, 1,000 kids.
I know, this is just my opinion. I can't say, well, this guy's just a liar, because I don't know what's in his head. Maybe he is just lying, maybe. Because Michael Jackson, apparently, in 1991 or something like that, he paid someone off because of something along those lines, like being molested or whatever, and I don't know.
And I'm sorry, Michael Jackson, I don't think that he's really right in the head.
I don't think...
He's not as crazy as people think he is. I saw the documentary on him.
I kind of feel bad for him sometimes, because everyone...
Bad guy. They were trying to make him sound evil, sort of, in the documentary.
I know.
But they couldn't, really. He was actually a pretty good guy.
I know. I can't, like, back up some of this stuff.
I'm not for Michael Jackson, but I'm not, like, completely against him. I'm sort of neutral.
I kind of feel bad for him, because everyone's always like, oh, he's a monster, and they don't even know.
Yeah.
No one knows whether he molested those kids.
I always thought there was this one person who got named Dr. Moonwalker. She was, like, Michael Jackson's biggest fan, I swear. Always said, why do you like Michael Jackson? But ever since you said that thing at school where all these people are just sort of, you're sort of, like, suspicious, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think Michael Jackson is innocent in ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not completely guilty as people make him out to be.
I know, it would be bad to be him, because everyone, half the people hate him and half the people like him, and half the people that hate him for a reason that they don't.
Girlfriend.
The main reason people that don't believe he molested those kids, they don't believe that he molested those kids, but they still hate him because they're like, oh, he's evil, he's white, but he's supposed to be black.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, whatever he wants to do with his own.
It's like they have nothing against, like, really on them. It's like I was complaining about these Halo 2 haters. Everyone seems to hate the Halo game, and I'm like, Like, I hate Halo, and I'm like, why is that? Because I'm a big Halo fan.
Yeah, me too.
They're like, well, it's overrated. I'm like, how is that? Well, you know, it's Halo.
Everything's overrated.
Well, how is Halo overrated? Well, because I hate it. And I'm like, wouldn't that make it underrated? And he's like, no, Halo is overrated. And okay. They make no point. They just keep saying the same, like, three sentences over and over and over again. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I know. It happens to a lot of things. Maybe Halo is overrated, but it's still an amazing game.
I love it. I love the only thing that ever...
Let's say Halo deserves to get a 7 out of 10, and everyone's giving it an 8 out of 10. Well, it's still a 7 out of 10. That's a great game.
What I don't get is some game things are giving people 10 out of 10. I don't believe there's such a thing.
A perfect game.
10 out of 10.
Then next week they're going to be giving 11 out of 10.
I can't find one thing wrong with it besides Bungie Line. Like,
yeah.
I don't see any, like, really... bad, really. The glitches that are in there, I like them. I couldn't deal without them.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I could think of ways to improve Halo 2. You can always think of, if there's one game that you can't find anything bad with, you can always find ways to improve it. Everything. You can find ways to improve anything.
Yeah, I know. People are just babies. That's what it comes down to, I think.
But, yeah. So,
let's see.
People don't really have points anymore. They keep saying the same things over and over again. But, okay, so those are... Oh, yeah, the one thing, since we talked about the IRC a little bit and how Hacker Media got the IRC,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say, it's funny because I'm not in the scene, right? The scene where it's like all these hackers, blah, 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 all this stuff. Because, personally... I don't know a lot about this PC stuff. The only thing I know about is gaming. And
I don't know what my phone's doing. I'm gonna move.
Is gaming, and I think it's too late for me to actually try learning all about this PC stuff.
You won't have to become like a programmer.
It's too late for me, Mark.
It's too late.
I won't be able to learn anything. You guys will always be a step ahead. So, like, 100 step ahead. You've spent a few years on me now. And to me, it doesn't really interest me. It doesn't interest me. The people do. So I go into BinRev, the IRC, Hacker Media IRC. You know, normally talks in the IRC of Hacker Media. You were saying, the first day, and I could see it, the first day you were saying of Hacker Media IRC, everyone was talking about, the guy was talking about lemonade and... Rise and shine, made you lemonade, fellas.
I know.
But, and then the BinRev people are constantly talking, and then why I got rid of the IRC the first time is BinRev, no one talks.
And then now everyone's talking. It's
but
too much talking. I can't handle
it.
It.
Because, you know, they're all computer. But, yeah. But, hey, and then my quote, I'm like, I don't know, I guess I'm sort of famous in the BinRev IRC because my quote is on the title.
The topic, yeah.
And it has my name on it and everything in big fancy letters.
Yeah.
And,
So,
yeah, I guess they like Murdoch, liked my quote. And they constantly lie to me, but I constantly lie back to them.
I know.
But, yeah. And
you
I'm
wondering something.
I'd like to see Squizzy in the Hacker Media IRC.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm wondering something, okay? You know how old people are always bad at computers?
Yeah.
Well, why is that? They grew up when computers were made. They should know everything about computers.
Yeah, well...
They should know how to make
computers. The computer was the size of a house.
That's true. And back then, only, like I guess back then, only kids, like, had computer or knew how to use these computers, and they were too old to learn stuff. Like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I don't know. But that always confused me. They, like, grew up, say they're, like, 70 years old now. They, like, grew up to, like,
And talking about old people brings me to one other topic.
What?
Now, I'm afraid, I'm going to say, there's nothing on TV anymore. There's only one show I basically watch, and that is, it's a Canadian show, probably one of the best Canadian shows ever, and I'm afraid to say it, because then Squizzy might look into it, and they might make a few comments about the show. It's called Kids in the Hall. It's like Monty Python, except replace all the Monty Python guys
with
a whole bunch of Canadian guys pretending they're gay,
Or are gay. I don't know.
I think at least one of them is actually gay.
I think that, you know, the one guy that was on screensavers, I don't think he was gay.
Yeah.
He's just hilarious.
I don't understand this. This show was made, like, 15 years ago.
Everyone still likes it.
Yeah, I love it. No, but the thing is, that what was weird, is the guy who played the gay pastor, Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
I saw him on a TV show that was aired, like, the beginning of this year. And he looks the exact same as he does 15 years
ago. Some people
and
just don't age.
And he has all this gray hair, and he's like, basically, he was drunk on the screen series. He was like, staggering along. He has a beer bottle in his hand.
Except he was drunk on coffee.
He was
hyper.
He was like falling down.
But he kind of acted drunk.
He was like quiet drunk. Like,
he was kind of.
How he was drunk was he wasn't really making sense. He was like, oh yeah.
He's like, hey guys, look at my new palm pilot. He's like, oh, it was.
And then he was, like, almost falling over. And I don't understand. He must have really did some, I don't know, horrible things to himself to make him, because Scott Thompson doesn't look any different.
I think Kids in the Hall was more than 15 years old.
Well, I don't know. The DVDs came out.
That would mean it came out in 1990.
It was made, like, 1992 or something.
Okay, then. Yeah, that makes sense. I thought they were made earlier, but
they were like, it finished in the early 90s.
Honestly, the 90s didn't do anything for us.
It started in the 80s and ended in the 90s.
What did the 90s do for us? The 90s
was
the
90s. Y2K. The 90s where it was at. The
what?
90s were the swinging years.
No, I would have loved to be born in the 70s, but no.
The 2000s were the really crappy years.
The last 5 years of our life have just been crap.
I think the only good years were like 60s, 70s, 80s. They were all cool years.
80s weren't even. 80s started getting old, and then the 90s.
The 80s got old. The thing of like, as you may know, I'm really, I don't know, crime fascinates me. Street gangs, mafias, motorcycle gangs, all of it. It fascinates me. And it's you've got the mafias in the 60s and in the 40s and 30s and stuff. And then you got
Like the old times, like
rumblers,
the 30s.
You know, the rumblers, like Rumblefish and
yeah.
stuff. They all came out in the 80s. They were the guys that did the 80s stuff.
Yeah, the 80s.
70s stuff, they all were like druggies and did a lot of drugs.
Had less sex.
The mafias basically kept it on the down low. They basically disappeared.
The 70s were good years. The 60s were pretty good, too. It was old-fashioned.
The early 2000s, like, I can't say early, because we're sort of in the early 2000s.
It's 2005, yeah. But,
I know.
Okay, name specific years, like 2001.
And, you know,
the whole Y2K thing was a big...
2012 supposedly predicted to be the end of the Earth. Yeah. I'm actually going to, when it says it's going to end 2012... December 23rd, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, I plan to actually be up in the car drinking beer. I get arrested for drunk driving.
And then if the Earth does it, then you're just
I want to see what happens. But if so, it'll be one of these Y2I.
No, in 2012, we'll be getting drunk off of...
It's going to be... Everyone's going to die on Y2K. It's going to be the popular...
I know. Everyone believed it, too.
I didn't fully believe it. I didn't believe we're all going to die and be like...
I had no clue what I believed.
I thought maybe, I don't know, something would happen with the computers. And maybe it would be rough for a week.
But really, what did computers do for us after being without computers for a while?
Random places, and everyone was so freaked out about the Y2K thing.
I know. But I was saying, by 2012, we'll be, like, getting drunk off of, like, cybering or something, like, cyber drugs.
It's like my joke the other day. They were like, what's the safest way to cyber? Is it McAfee or Norton's? I said, the only safe way to cyber is abstinence.
Yeah.
That was the best. That got me laughing.
Yeah. Oh.
I was gonna say. Anyways, so TV is basically horrible, but somehow movies are getting weirder. I like the old movies, the ones that are made in the 80s and early 90s.
They may be sometimes corny.
The most unique movie that came out, like, this year, and I don't know
Chalet 2000?
No, Chalet 2000 was made by Kids Bahama. That was hilarious. I love that movie.
Was that made in 2000?
What?
Was that made in 2000?
No, I don't think so.
I doubt it, because they'd be all, like, old. And
they aren't that old.
I know, they are. Like, the one guy on Screensavers was maybe 50.
You know that one guy that no one really likes on the show?
Yeah.
His name's, like, Mark McCain or whatever. I saw him, and he doesn't look any different either.
Well, except for the drunk guy. He kind of let himself go.
The only guy that looks different is the guy that, like, he gets, like, drunk every day.
I guess so. He's, like, it was kind of weird.
And then the rest are, like, all dead. I don't know, they die in some, like, car accident
or something. That'd be funny if they were all on a bus.
You only see, like, three of them. There's, like, five guys, and you only see, like, three out of the five. The
other two just disappeared. They got drugged up and OD'd.
Something like that. Anyways, Napoleon Dynamite, where they got the idea for that movie, I do not know.
It's funny to see the actor in the in the making of. It's funny to see.
Did you see the making of Napoleon?
Yeah. Of the wedding scene.
What happened? Like, I don't understand where they got the idea of Napoleon.
I don't know.
They must have been on drugs or something, because you can't think of a movie like that without being drunk or on drugs.
I think the director thinks he made something that's more than just funny, like it actually touches people. But it's just funny.
It didn't touch me. It was funny. Well, I don't know. It was sort of a weird. It was extremely weird. It was a movie that it's never been done before.
I know.
It was the most unique movie I ever saw. Like, I'm looking at my DVDs now, and I only buy my favorite DVD movie. I have Family Guy Season 1 and 2, which Family Guy is one of the best shows ever. As Master and Commander, and that movie wasn't too popular. When I went to see it in theaters, there's maybe, like, seven other people.
Probably going to have to call it quits.
So, I suggest people watch that. Snatch.
Obviously, yeah, a big fan of that.
Obviously, a great movie. Maybe it's, like, British and yeah. Mm-hmm. Pump up the volume. And anyone who is into this, like, I don't know, we're sort of all in this, like, underground radio-type business on Hacker Media and BMF and everything. It's all about this guy who creates this radio station, like, illegally, and he does all this kiss, and this kid, like, commits suicide because of him, and they shoot riots. And they have Napoleon Dynamite. Then I have one of my favorite comedies, Dude, Where's My Car? I love that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty classic.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was another one of the most unique movies.
I know, it was.
What?
It was a unique
that
movie.
That was an amazing movie. That's, like, the only PG movie I have. Then I have Rumblefish, which is based on a book, and it's all about the street gangs. Then I have Spaceballs, which is a spoof off Star Wars.
Yeah. So, Spaceballs is hilarious.
And I'm planning to get a few other movies. I don't really... The thing I buy, the only three things it seems I buy are video games, DVDs, and the odd time I see DJ.
Who's calling? Oh. Damn, that was cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and then I had an idea for reality TV. Two ideas, actually. One, the Americans might like this one. They came up with American Idol. President Idol.
You were telling me about that.
Instead of having an election, you get all these random people off the street, and they all run for president, and you have three judges.
And you just call in.
And all they have to do to win is, every time, I don't understand these. So only, seriously, the Americans are weird, because they're all like, we're anti-Bush, you know? We hate Bush.
And they elected
him. Then they re-elected him.
But what's good is this is his last 4 years.
Yeah, don't say you hate him when you're going to re-elect him. Really. The least smart Americans seem to be the ones that are under the voting age.
Okay, we gotta go.
What?
We gotta go. It's an hour.
Okay.
Probably
it'll
be an hour or two. Okay, fine.
About reality TV.
Yes.
What I don't get is I watch TV. Maybe I don't understand their language or whatever. And the American people love the president's speech. And it's random gibberish. So like, society has become angry with the society itself.
Okay.
You have to like society to dislike society. And these are the president's like speeches. I'm like, does this make any sense to anyone else?
Not really.
It sure doesn't to me.
Okay. Good episode, I like this one.
So they do reality TV, and hang on, my next one.
Okay, well, you can leave it for next episode.
Fine, Mark. No, hang on, just let me finish this.
Fine.
I just want it because it'll leave my head. An idea for the show, Surreal Life. Five perfect people, you can add more if you want, for the show. Myself, an average Joe for the first time on Surreal Life.
Yeah.
With Marilyn Manson. The guy I can't pronounce his name from Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin, yeah.
Yeah, because those are two cool people right there. Gary Busey. And you saw that
Yeah.
episode where he's like, "We're in trouble? I think you're in trouble." On that one, Life with Busey or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you have Tom Green. And last
he's
one,
hilarious.
Henry Winkler.
Okay.
And what would be better than seeing us five living in the house? It would be just plain comedy.
And
that's all my ideas for reality TV.
Okay.
I guess we're ending up. I like this episode.
Yeah, me too.
And so? Since we're using the phone, I don't think there's going to be any lag as far as I know.
Yes, I know.
Something crazy happens.
Bell starts to have lag on there. Stuff, but whatever. So, thanks for listening to Xbox Gamer Radio. Keep gaming, America.
World or wherever you're from.
Thank you. Jesus.